This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
What you want to discuss, 855-453, if you're in New South Wales and you are in possession of the plans for the Liberator or any other 3D printable gun, because I believe there have been a few others that have come out since the Liberator, which made headlines at least a couple years ago. I think it was 2013, maybe even 2012 when that came out. Then you are now in possession of something that could get you 14 years in prison. And we'll continue that discussion. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Stories from computerworld.com.au. It's the provisions of the Firearms and Weapons Prohibition Legislation Amendment Bill of 2015, which adds a provision to the Weapons Prohibition Act that says that you must not possess a digital blueprint for the manufacture of a firearm on a 3D printer or on an electronic milling machine. If you do have such a provision, or rather, if you do possess such a blueprint, you're looking at possible prison time of up to 14 years. Possession is defined as, quote, possession of a computer or data storage device holding or containing the blueprint of or a document in which the blueprint is recorded, or control of the blueprint held in a computer that is in the possession of another person, whether the person is in this jurisdiction or outside this jurisdiction.
How do you control a computer outside the jurisdiction?
You can have access to a server.
They're talking about letting somebody mail the plans to your Gmail account, and then it's in your account, so you're in control of that file, but the file isn't in the same country.
Thank you.
Right, or if you, let's say, have an account on the Free Talk Live server as an administrator or something like that, that server's in Montreal. If you're in New South Wales and you have access to that server and there's the plans for a 3D gun there.
Do you think that's legal at all, just saying that? I mean, that seems a little odd.
They just made it legal. They passed the law.
Yeah, they can. I'm pretty sure they could arrest you for kiddie porn that was stored on a server outside the United States if they could show that the account was yours.
Okay. Kiddie porn is what you have to go back to on this, because it's like the most illegal of computer files.
I think it's the only technically illegal computer file. I think it's the only kind of file that you may not legally possess, except possibly, stolen government secrets, like WikiLeaks would probably be in trouble.
Defenses for the offense include innocent production, dissemination, or possession, public benefits, such as enforcing or administering a state or federal law. So the law does not apply to anyone with a license to manufacture firearms or the police. So the police may possess the 3D printable firearm blueprints, but you cannot. 3dprint.com reported on the bill's passage, which was introduced to the Legislative Assembly in October, passed this month, and is now waiting for royal assent. The provisions are targeted at criminals who think they can steal or modify firearms or manufacture firearms from 3D blueprints, said the Justice Minister. Well, wait a minute. What you've just done is made everyone a criminal who's a hobbyist, because there are plenty of people who are not criminals who want to steal things. They just want to make a 3D gun because it's a cool thing. It's a neat thing to be able to make your own gun from scratch, basically. And so as long as you, it says here, criminals who think they can steal or modify firearms or manufacture firearms from 3D blueprints. So they're lumping in someone who's a hobbyist with someone who's an actual violent, dangerous criminal.
Guess that's what it is. Once you break the law, they write down what the law is. Once you break the law, you're that violent, dangerous person.
And you'll all be in the same prison together. Yeah.
Turning big rocks into little rocks.
In 2013, the New South Wales Police issued a warning about the potential of 3D printed firearms to catastrophically misfire. The police revealed that they had created and tested two 3D printed firearms based on the Liberator pistol blueprints produced by U.S. firm Defense Distributed. That's the company owned by Cody Wilson, who we spoke of earlier. A federal parliamentary inquiry earlier this year recommended the federal and state governments look into uniform regulations covering 3D printing of firearms. So at first, the government releases a press release saying, be careful, these guns could be dangerous. And okay, that's a fair thing to do. They could be dangerous. You know, you're not supposed to fire these things very many times. Like, the more you fire one of these 3D printed guns, the more dangerous it's likely to become. The more likely you're going to have some sort of a failure on your hands that could result in possibly you hurting yourself.
Yeah, but a failure is, right, like, so there's a failure, and then there's a failure where you hurt yourself. Consider that these are modern bullets in this gun, and it's a... You know, it's set up so a nail strikes the back of the bullet. The bullet, in all likelihood, if you tapped it with a hammer and an awl, you could fire the bullet without a gun at all, right? And it's going to probably go in general direction.
Sure, but if the gun like blows up, then that could be a problem, right?
Why would the gun blow up?
Shoddy construction, just become weak after you fired a whole 10 rounds through
it.
Yeah,
okay, because the bullet's not going to explode.
No, I don't think the bullet would explode. I think the gun itself can become shrapnel, and a plastic gun probably more so than a metal one.
All right.
So the more firing you do of one of these guns, the closer and closer you're getting to some sort of inevitable failure.
Yeah, I've seen the second one of these things created, the first one being Cody's, the first one that was disseminated out there, and it it had never been fired, so it was in good shape.
So in a dissenting report, coalition senators and Liberal Democratic Party Senator David Leonhelm argued that existing laws were adequate for dealing with the issue. So at first, it's a warning that these things could be dangerous, and now it's just an all-out prohibition. It's obviously not to protect people. Right? Like, if there was danger from these firearms of a significant amount, you'd probably hear stories about people blowing their hands up or, you know, doing some sort of damage to themselves. There'd be stories in the news everywhere about how these 3D printed firearms were hurting people that didn't intend, you know, they didn't intend to get hurt by it. They were just hobbyists who were trying to have a little bit of fun and experiment with this new thing.
You could believe the news would be happy to tell us about these terrible incidents where people got hurt.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
And
the plans aren't going to print themselves. I mean, they've outlawed the actual knowledge of geometry of the gun, as if the knowledge of the geometry could harm you. Obviously, no file that you just have on your computer, regardless of what's in it, can harm you.
Yeah, exactly. And just like the stories on the 4th of July here in the United States, or Independence Day, of people blowing themselves up with fireworks. You remember the one where the guy put, I think it was this year, where some drunken college student in Maine, like, set a one of those rocket thingies on his head or whatever.
That was a Roman candle.
Yeah, there you go, Roman candle. He set that on his head and ultimately died because of what happened.
Things praise Darwin.
Yeah. Well, right, but in that case, we heard about that, you know?
The sad part about it was is his mother is on there, and, you know, I mean, like, what they don't want is they don't want their son being sort of giggled about on, the news and that kind of thing, but...
They don't want what I just did.
They don't, but, I mean, the thing is do kids learn... If they don't hear the news story, and if they, if everybody's...
Kids don't hear the news,
how
period.
Solemn it is. They might be driving the car with their parents.
Yeah, I mean, if you put a video of on YouTube of somebody, you know, killing himself with a
firework,
kids would
watch it. Oh, if there's video, the kids will see that. No, no, I agree with you. If there's video of some guy dying because of a firework, kids will watch that. But the kids generally don't watch the news. They don't read the newspaper. They don't watch the news for the most part. I mean, when I was a kid and the news was on my grandparents' house, I didn't care about that. That meant nothing
to
me.
My son comments on it.
I watched the news every day.
As a kid?
Yeah.
And you were actually into it?
As a teenager, I would say. Well, I've always been exception.
There you go. yeah, didn't you tell us that when you were 13, no one could really understand you? Like, you're too advanced, too intelligent for the other kids?
Well, yeah, I was just a little bit ahead. I had a 23-year-old girlfriend because I couldn't find another girl who could grok me. I was kind of...
So you're definitely ahead of your time, I would say.
I hope so. My time sucks.
So our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-453. Cody Wilson is the guy who created the 3D printable gun. He was the first one to get to the market with it. Now there have been some others since then, from what I understand. But none of them really hit it big like the Liberator. And now that it's illegal in New South Wales, you may be wondering what the legal status of it here is in the United States. At this point, they haven't yet prohibited the possession of it, but distributing it, on the other hand, we'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com. Where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number for you, it's 855-450-FREE. Are you scared of 3D printable guns? Well, apparently they're scared.
I can't imagine anybody is.
Apparently they're scared in New South Wales. Well, yeah, Mark, there's plenty of people who don't like guns. Lots of people don't like guns.
They don't like guns, but, I mean, you know, where's the liquor store that's been robbed by one of these things?
It hasn't happened.
I mean, I can't imagine you going in and trying to rob a liquor store with one of these things.
Someone will laugh at you because it looks like a toy.
Right. They're not frightening in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't even look like guns, particularly.
Yeah, it really is a bizarre-looking device, but it will shoot you.
I don't know that anyone has been killed by one of these, that anyone has been harmed by one of these things.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know that the testing that has been done is usually done on a machine, so like the police in New South Wales did print some of their own Liberator pistols and then
they're probably the
them.
Only ones in New South Wales that have.
I don't know about that, but they did.
I mean, sure, you've got to have one of these consumer-level 3D printing devices.
Well, people have these things, Mark. I mean, our friend James Davis, who's one of our kind of behind-the-scenes helpers behind the show, he's got one. He's been playing with his kids and printing all kinds of stuff. So,
I just said probably.
But they're becoming more and more prolific. I mean, 3D printing devices are more affordable now than they've ever been. I don't know what the current rates are for them, but I've heard they're even selling them in, like, office supply stores now. So it's not like it used to be, let's say, 3 or 4 years ago with the 3D printers. So the Liberator, but anyway, a lot of people who've been doing testing on these are not willing to put their hands on them to fire them. So they've come up with mechanisms like machines that can pull the trigger and hold the gun just so they can test and make sure that there's some level of safety to these. And anyway, we were talking about Cody Wilson. I want to continue. He's the guy who created the plans that are now prohibited in New South Wales. So if you possess the plans for this 3D printed gun, then that will result in your going to prison in New South Wales.
As a matter of fact, if you want to get a 3D printing device, I'll bet you anything you can get it on Amazon.
Sure.
And if you want to get it on Amazon and you want to get it at a discount of anything that's on Amazon, between 15 and 40%, I like to say 20, 25, 30%, somewhere in it, between 20 and 30%.
I've heard that it's harder to get the larger discounts on higher-priced items.
It may be true, but I have gotten a discount of 45% on a little Lego toy that my son bought.
I just typed up 3D printer, Mark, into Amazon. They've got one for $363.
If you want a 30% discount on that, you can go to saveatpurse.com, sign up for an account, and fund it with Bitcoin. That's the trick. You got to use Bitcoin. But this is all the reason why... All the better reason why you should now get into this amazing new international currency, this new cashless, digital currency, Bitcoin, because now you can get huge savings at Amazon. Saveatpurse.com is how you do it. You go there, reserve your account now, fund it with Bitcoin, saveatpurse.com.
There's another one for $309. I mean, you're talking about a few hundred bucks for one of these 3D printers. So back to the story here. Cody Wilson is the creator of Defense Distributed. That's the company that has put out the plans for the Liberator pistol. Now, if you were listening to the show back in August, you probably heard us discussing the latest on this. There hasn't been an update since then, but since we're on the topic, I want to bring anybody who's new to this discussion up to speed. The United States State Department has brought a suit against, Cody brought a suit against the United States State Department because they put an injunction against him, essentially, preventing him from distributing the Liberator files online. He's prohibited in the United States, where there's supposedly freedom of speech, from putting a file for public download on his website.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why, if you may recall... is because the U.S. government has rules that restrict the export of guns. So there are certain international rules that they've created that say that, if you're a gun manufacturer in the United States, that you can't distribute in certain ways, et cetera, et cetera. And they're basically putting the Liberator and the plans for it. So again, it's a 3D printable gun. They're putting the plans for the Liberator. They're saying their regulations about distribution internationally of firearms applies to the plans for the Liberator. So they have ordered Cody to take those a couple years ago. Actually, they ordered Cody to take the plans down from his website. And ever since then, Cody has now filed suit to get, a counter injunction to have that lifted to where he can then once again use his freedom of speech, because your freedom of speech should include people listening outside of the United States. Basically, the U.S. is saying, Cody, you can give away your plans for your 3D printable gun inside the United States, but if someone outside of the United States can download it, then it's a violation of our regulations, so you need to stop.
Yeah, that happened with the PGP encryption software, and somebody solved that problem by just somebody who was not a U.S. national obtained the PGP source code and started offering it for download on a server that was not in the United States. And then all of a sudden it was available to the whole world. And then every time PGP was updated, he updated his. So it's not an insurmountable thing, but it's a stupid kind of restriction to put on things, partially because it's so easily bypassed.
Right.
So long as you can contact anybody in the United States and have a little bit of Bitcoin, you can get it. You know, anybody in the United States who knows how to download something and likes Bitcoin. Who doesn't like Bitcoin?
Bankers. A lot of old school money
bankers are adopting the blockchain technology for what they're doing.
Their own blockchain technology.
Bitcoin's coming whether they like it or not. Yeah, I got it. They are adopting their own blockchain technology, giving validity to Bitcoin's blockchain technology. Yeah.
And there's room for more than one blockchain out there, even in the long haul. I'm sure there will be a lot of very specific ones, just like there are a variety of different other kinds of money transfer systems.
We'll talk more about Cody Wilson and Defense Distributed here in a moment. James is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
It'd be nice to have a conversation about morality and ethics with Rich Paul. But, Ian, you mentioned something funny that you accused this team of libeling your Peter Pan Robin Hooder cool in the gang. I should
accused
like to ask you about
the city, yeah, the city of Keene.
Yes, you did. That's a serious allegation.
And yeah, it's libel when you tell lies in print about
exactly
somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. I know what it is. Maybe a lot of your listeners don't, but I do. So if I were on a jury and we found the city of Keene guilty of libeling you and your Peter Pan Robin Hooders, what redress should you be entitled to from the city of Keene if it were easily shown that you were lied to about in print?
So I'd like a public apology.
Just a public apology?
Yeah, that's all.
Really?
Well, what? And we might let Tinkerbell turn them into fairies.
By you.
What do you think? I'm some sort of money-grubbing, greedy person? I don't care about all that. I'm not going to claim.
I'm a money-grubbing, greedy person, but I'm not a party to the suit.
And anyway,
well, they said all Robin Hooders are threatening, intimidating, and harassing, Rich. So.
I don't believe you, by the way, Ian. I'm calling you a liar on public airways, by the way.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I have actually, I think it was Daryl who actually sued the city in court after they raided his house when he was living at the Keene Activist Center. And all he was asking for was an apology. No. But, of course, they kicked the suit out, and he never won. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The government hates to apologize. They hate
that.
Oh, they
do.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. company. The good news is we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in that way if you'd like. We're talking about 3D printable guns. They're in the news again now with New South Wales, Australia, banning their, it's almost done. It's almost a done deal. They're waiting for what's called a royal assent, which I guess is the same thing as like a, you know, the president signing something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're banning it. They're banning the possession of the plans that you need to make a 3D printed gun. So just having the plans, having the information is prohibited there. And I guess they don't have any kind of freedom of speech in Australia. That must not be a thing there, I suppose. But also in the United States, there are some serious concerns with 3D printable firearms and their regulation. We'll get into that. Also want you to know about Liberty Health Share. Mark, you and your family signed up for this. Why?
Yeah, well, what it is it's a health sharing program. It's probably a good idea to have a health care program. Certainly the government has mandated it at this point, or you pay a fine. And Liberty Health Share fills all that. And it does it for my family at less than half the cost of an insurance company. So, I can choose my doctor, I can choose my hospital, you know, like Obama promised me, and you can't. I can. So, but for me, it's what I was looking for. You can go to joinlhs.com, and I recommend you do. If you have to pay for your own health insurance, if you, for whatever reason, you work for yourself or, you know, you're in a company where you've got to buy your own health insurance, joinlhs.com could be the solution for you. It certainly was for me. And I've got a telephone number for you, too, in case you can't get to a computer. 800-722-8041, 800-722-8041. Join LHS.com.
All right, so an update here from 3dprint.com on Cody Wilson. For those of you who haven't been following this story, he's the guy who put out the plans for the Liberator, the world's first 3D printable gun. And shortly thereafter, after successfully test firing a working version of the Liberator, the response from the United States government was swift. Wilson was ordered to remove the files from the internet, citing two obscure regulations that prevented the international export of unapproved firearms. Despite the legality of their order being questionable at best, Wilson complied and spent the next 2 years trying to get the proper documentation to allow his files to be put back online. Now, I wonder why he just went ahead and did what they told him to do.
It's probably what his lawyer recommended.
It probably was, but I don't think he was under a court order in that case. I think it was just this regulatory bureaucracy wrote to him and said, like, you know, if you don't remove these files, you may be found in violation of the international whatever. I guess it's a way to avoid the criminal charges.
Well, that's the threat.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's between the lines that we're going to come after you when you get one of those nasty grams from the government. So a lot of people just don't want to take the risk because they've heard about a lot of unfair and completely unpredictable things happening to other people in the news where I can't believe they arrested this guy. And you say, well, I'm not going to push it. It has a chilling effect on your
free speech.
Yeah, on your free speech.
Because now he's been struggling for 2 years in court to try to get permission to exercise his freedom of speech. Because his speech was the plans for a gun, he's being told he can't say that in the United States. So, you know, it's not as bad as New South Wales.
Well, he can't say that from inside the United States to outside the United States.
That's correct. And by default, your internet connection is available to everybody outside of the United States. So, therefore, he's prohibited from putting these plans on the internet.
Oh, I could do it easily. You can put in a simple country code recognizer. Now, it will only react to what country your browser claims to be in.
Well, right, you can be on ProXPN and then use a virtual private network and then appear that you're in the United States.
Or you could even just tell your browser to lie. But, you know, you don't have to. A lot of times, if somebody circumvents your computer system from outside the United States, even if it's trivially easy to circumvent it, it may well be that because they circumvented the system you had in place, however bad it was, you're not liable for their having gotten the file. So it may be that he just would need to make a token effort to restrict it to the United States, and that would be sufficient. You know, you can't necessarily advertise your MP3 files for download legally, but if you got a big bunch of them on your web server and you haven't bothered to password protect them, and you're not promoting it, you're probably not going to get in any trouble, even if somebody technically breaks in and downloads them. Just put up a notice saying, you can't do that. You're just not allowed.
Well, now, the reality is, you know, the old Streisand effect, as they call it on the internet, named after when Barbara Streisand got upset about something.
I think it was her house being shown on views like by the Google Maps or something. Like something.
I don't remember what it was, but she was upset about someone posting something somewhere about her, and she got all upset, and then, of course, the fact that she got upset resulted in more people going to find it and copy it and repost it. So the plans are out there. The Liberator 3D gun, the 3D printable gun, the plans are out there. All you have to do is go to find them is go to thepiratebay.la. This is the website. You go there and you type in Liberator gun. And then you will find there are at least a few different copies of it there with, in one case, one of them has 19 seeds, and another one has 15 seeds, which is the seeds of the number of people who have the entire file that they are sharing to the world.
34 people currently, internationally, are sharing this file, which, you know, really hasn't gotten that much news in the recent past. If it became a big issue, you can believe that number would increase by a couple factors.
Here's a question to bake your noodle. did you just technically export a plan to make that gun by explaining how to download it in order to make it? Yep. That could be considered a part of a plan to make the gun. So that's the kind of unintended consequences you can run into with this sort of law.
Thanks,
too.
Rich. Thanks for giving the feds listening an idea. Well, Appreciate that.
It will make great radio if they come in and do this. We'll get Napolitano on it. It'll be worth it, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our biggest rating. Our biggest ratings in the history of Free Talk Live was when I went to jail. So,
anyway, so we're willing to make that sacrifice.
Right. like, I need to explain to someone, you can use Google to find the plans for the 3D gun, because they're out there. It's not hard to find these plans, but yet Wilson, he, the creator of these plans, is the one with the injunction, or, I'm sorry, it's not an injunction, it was a threatening letter. He wants the injunction. Wilson has filed suit claiming the State Department's order was a violation of his First Amendment rights. His suit was backed by the Second Amendment Foundation, and along with his lawsuit, he requested an injunction against their order. So he wants the court to rule that the order should be suspended, basically. The injunction claimed Wilson had already lost 2 years of potential revenue due to their order, and when he gave his decision on the injunction, Judge Pittman was quite clear that he didn't believe that Wilson and his legal team had proven their case. So the lower court, the district court, refused to issue the injunction. He is now appealing to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in the hopes of overturning the lower court's ruling. So this thing is still working. I don't believe the Fifth Circuit has yet heard arguments in the case. But certainly, as we hear more about this, we'll definitely let you know. While many see Wilson's lawsuit as primarily a Second Amendment issue, the case is far larger and could have a potentially massive ripple effect within both the United States and the 3D printing industry. Wilson is claiming that by preventing him from distributing the digital files of the Liberator, that his right to free speech is being denied. And honestly, the article's author here at 3DPrint.com says he has a hard time disagreeing. Wilson isn't distributing weapons. He's simply giving away digital files that can be used to make weapons. Contrary to the belief of many, it's perfectly legal to manufacture weapons at home without a license for personal use, and it's perfectly legal to post plans to make your own firearms online. Well, at least it was, and now this State Department is arguing that it's not legal to post those plans online.
They don't
online.
Have to write a law, they just have to reinterpret the ones they've got.
Yep, that's true. Our toll-free number, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on 3D printed guns, if you want to share them, and there's good news coming out of Alaska about marijuana. It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Toll-free number for you. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username's LRN.FM. Tonight, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Glenn in Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, gentlemen. About this Liberator, I'm thinking about things such as heat, friction, pressure, velocity. What kind of materials are we talking about here, and what can this thing endure? And I'm wondering, and then also, even if people make the gun, they still have to acquire ammunition. And, I'm wondering, after a few of these things blow up and liberate their users of their lives, this whole equation could change in terms of all the legalities, that's for sure.
Well, it's 3D printed out of plastic.
It's hard plastic, yeah.
And there are different types of plastic out there. You would really have to download the actual specifications for the machine and find out, what kind of plastic do you want to do you have to put in there? And there will be engineering specifications on that plastic showing its various elements of its strength that hopefully somebody has properly done the calculations, but you would never really know until you printed one out
and fired it.
There are ways to rig a gun to fire without it being in a person's hand.
Correct.
And I would recommend doing that a couple of times with maybe a couple different iterations before you actually fire one that is in your hand, because there's definitely going to be some risk involved.
Well, it seems to me, I'm picturing, mattress testing commercials that show machines compressing mattresses repeatedly or things. I'm thinking there should be some testing of how many times this thing can fire before it explodes in your face. It seems to me like this, some testing with, somebody get a lot of 100 of these things and start putting rounds through them, and then see how long before they fail.
Well, they have been doing that. Just to be clear, they've been doing that, and these guns are not recommended to fire beyond a couple of shots.
Well, the name Liberator harkens back to a gun that could be fired one time. So right. I think that's the
gun
idea.
Could be fired more than one time, but it was but you had to unscrew something and put the new bullet in and screw it back in.
Okay.
But it wasn't really recommended for more than one use.
It was
a very similar situation.
Right. It was unreliable the first time the Liberator, the original Liberator was, and this one might actually be more reliable the first time. But I'd get pretty nervous after putting just one round through something made out of plastic.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a matter of your tactical situations. If that's the only weapon you have,
yeah, that's true.
Under certain circumstances, you might risk putting another round through
it.
But if you have a chance to get another one, I'd recommend it if you fired your Liberator one.
You'd be better off having five different Liberators around the house and grabbing one as you needed it.
Well, and hopefully when you used it against an armed threat, and you now have the arms formerly owned by that armed threat.
Glenn, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm thinking it better be up close and personal, and it'd be nice to know if it's going to, at least that when it works dependably that first time, you know. So it's, you're talking, and hope that there's not more than one assailant. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't recommend this in lieu of a good firearm.
This is something that you're using once in a pinch to secure a firearm in a revolutionary situation.
This is something to screw with the government bureaucrats, and it just makes them crazy.
Well, that's true, but it is also something for people in parts of the world where getting a gun may be a little bit difficult, right?
But getting a 3D printer isn't.
Well, right.
Usually, if you're in that part of the world, it's hard to get. If you need to overthrow a tyrannical regime, chances are you can't afford a 3D printer.
I'm not talking about necessarily a tyrannical regime. Guns are banned in Japan.
Well, wait a minute. Don't we live under a tyrannical regime?
Well, like I said, they're still going to have to get ammunition too.
That's true. That's a good point.
There are auto pistols and revolvers. This is more like a devolver.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. I appreciate it. Well, I mean, I get what he's saying. Like, from the guns that we have, this is a devolution. But from the idea of you can create your own weapon, this is definitely an evolution. I mean, it's a totally new idea.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be your top quality. This is not going to be your range gun. Okay, if your expectations are irrational, if that's what you're looking for, it's a pinch gun. It's the Derringer in your underwear that just happened to save your life that one time.
It's a little too bulky to slide into your underwear, I think. It's a little boxy.
Right, but a Derringer isn't your range gun either, is my point. It's not, you know, the gun you want to use in combat. It's the gun that, you know, somebody catches you literally with your pants down and you still have it.
So here's a little bit of good news. Obviously, the situation with the defense distributed and the 3D gun not in a good state at the moment. They're waiting on the Fifth Circuit of Appeals to hear the case. That has not happened yet. So it's only, the case has been docketed as of late August. It was docketed in late August. They haven't heard anything yet there. Here's a story, though, that is good news from copblock.org. The Marijuana Control Board in Alaska has now approved a measure as of Friday that would permit on-site consumption of marijuana in some of the retail stores that sell it. Colorado, Washington, and Oregon have all legalized recreational use of the drug, but have either banned or not expressly allowed public use, making Alaska the first state in the United States to take steps that would sanction use outside of private residences.
Now, that's a double-edged sword. It sounds good, but at the same time, as soon as something is acknowledged in the law, it's regulated by the law.
That's true.
And so this could be a double-edged measure, but please read on.
The original bill, which passed last November in the state, allowed recreational use of marijuana by individuals 21 years or older in private residences, but banned public consumption. Original bill, I thought Alaska was a ballot measure. Wasn't Alaska a ballot measure to pass?
I can't remember.
Marijuana?
It sounds right when you say it, but...
Regulators adopted an emergency regulation when the law was taking effect that defined public as a place where the public or a large group of people have access. But the 3-2 vote on Friday redefines public to allow for certain retail outlets. Retailers would be required to create a step. Maybe it was one of those things where the ballot measure passed and then they had to pass some sort of law.
They had to do a bill to...
Retailers would be required to create a separate location for marijuana to be consumed, however, and it does not allow for consumption in the same area that the drug is sold. Quote from Bruce Schultz, the board chairman. You look at the alcohol consumption industry, there's bars, restaurants, other types of facilities where you can go in and consume alcoholic beverages on site. There's a fairly large voice from the public for having some facility for cannabis use. So-called marijuana social clubs are still illegal, says the board, and local indoor smoking bans still apply. In the wake of legalization last year, several clubs where individuals could bring their own marijuana to consume were opened, but were later deemed to be a public place and therefore were illegal and were raided by police. In August, the board moved outright to ban the clubs, but the decision was met with strong disapproval by residents of the state. The board maintained the original legalization bill only allowed for four types of licenses: retail, cultivation, manufacturing, and testing facilities, and they said they didn't have the authority to create additional license for social clubs. The new amendment is an attempt to create a place to use marijuana under the guise of retail license provision by excluding vendors from the public space definition. Sounds awfully confusing, but if this ends up happening, and it sounds like it's moving towards being a thing, it is, as the Cop Block points out here, a step in the right direction from outright prohibition of marijuana use in retail outlets by recognizing that privately owned businesses are indeed not public spaces. They're private spaces that mostly are open to the public upon the discretion of the owners.
Right. I think that's a big difference in a definition. Calling a business a public space, you know, just erodes the terminology public as though it doesn't need any more erosion. I mean, a public school is owned by the government. A private school is owned by private individuals and can therefore choose not to allow people in.
The amended Alaska provision will now go to the Department of Law for review before heading to the desk of Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallett for final approval. So keep your fingers crossed there. In Alaska, you might actually end up having pot bars before you know it, which I think would be a wonderful thing to have happen, which, of course, may lead to more people being pulled over for driving while under the influence. So that might be the other side of this, Rich Paul, is the police may target marijuana bars in the same way that they're targeting bars with alcohol.
I just read today that Colorado juries are nullifying DWI cases involving marijuana.
Yep, I actually had that story too. Maybe we'll talk about it another night, but we will see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, check out our brand new website at freetalklive.com. And if you love the show, you like what we're doing here, then please become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's only $5 a month. You get some cool perks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.